The Big Day by Ryan Schultz. Alex is a 14-year-old boy that hasn't shot his first deer, and his brother doesn't believe he can shoot his first deer. Hunting season is right around the corner, so he's getting prepared so he can hopefully shoot his first deer. "I really hope I can shoot my first deer this year," said Alex. "Bro, you're not going to shoot your first deer this year," said Alex's brother. Alex has been getting all of the things he needs and he doesn't need, like boys' orange, ammo, food, sent away, and etc. Thinking of all the things he's forgetting, but he literally bought the store and somehow he has enough money for it all. So finally, the next day before hunting, and Alex is really excited because he just hoping and praying that at least sees a deer and then he can be able to shoot it. So he's getting ready for bed before the next day, and he gets all of his equipment ready and packing everything that he needs. So when he wakes up, he can just get right out into the stand and be ready, and he finally goes to bed very anxious. When he wakes up, it's 4:30 in the morning, and he gets to eat some breakfast, and of course, no one else woke up on time, so he gets dressed and everything. By the time it's 6:30 and legal shooting time is 7:30, so he heads out, and he's so scared that if he scares anything, they'll settle back in. He gets out to his stand, and he's frantically checking the time. He's just watching and waiting to see the deer, his first deer, and his eyes are playing tricks on him, so he's nervous, and he finally legal shooting time, and he's really his aim game on. Then he sees the bunch remove, and he has a feeling it's not his eyes playing tricks on him. So he looks harder, and sure enough, there's one deer, but then there's two, then three, then four, and then five. And he's so nervous, they're standing right in the open, and he gets his gun up and gets the crosshairs on the deer. And the deer moves, so he re-aims, and he has the shot in sight, and he pulls the trigger. He looks up and sees a deer running, and he falls and lays and starts dragging herself into a softer and taller grass, so we can't see her. As I'm looking for her, I'm also looking around to see if I can see where the rest of the deer went. As I'm looking, I see the deer try to stand up. As I get the deer back in my sights, she falls and she tries again and failed. So I knew I got her in the back. I got the perfect chance and I pulled the trigger once more, but the deer fell and I missed. So I decided to get out of my stand to get closer to get a better shot. And I get her in my sights and I pull the trigger, got her at the top of the ribs, so I went and slit her throat. She finally died and I went back to my stand with a little more pep in my step. Get back to camp and everyone was still sleeping, so I hung my deer to dry and I went to make me some food. And then my dad came up to me and got some breakfast at like 12 p.m. "So you sleep well," said my dad. "Yeah, I had this dream that I shot my first deer," I said. "Oh wait, I did shoot my first deer." Dad said, "No you didn't." I said, "Yes I did, look at the rack." And he did, and I saw my deer. He saw my deer and I celebrated with him. We had some lunch and then we took a nap and that was the best year of my life. Next day I got to sleep in while everybody else slept in because I filled my tag with in 5 minutes of shooting time. Now I can now prove that I shot my first deer. Thank you for listening and have a good day.